Chapter 26. More by luck than judgment, Diggs and his badger-made friend arrived on the banks of the stream previously visited by both the young ones and Wilt's ravages. The tubby young hare had found ramsons growing in the tree shade. Uprooting a bunch, he munched on the pungent plants as he cast about.
Been a bit of toing and froing around here. Tracks are still here and there, despite the bally rain. What?
Ambrovina turned her face from Diggs's overpowering breath.
Phew, do you have to chew those things?
Diggs took another mouthful of the wild garlic plant.
Whoever 'twas probably took the jolly old water. Bally rain swelled the current. No point trying to go upstream. Beg your pardon, would you like some ramsons?
The badger maid never answered. Loosing her huge sling, she whipped out with it, neatly snagging an old willow trunk which had been washed into the stream. Diggs nodded admiringly, watching her haul it into the bank.
Oh, I say, well done, that girl, what? Do I take it we're going for a bit of a sail downstream?
Ambrovina snatched the malodorous ramsons from his grasp. Flinging them away, she wiped her paws on the damp grass.
Wrong, Diggs. I'm going downstream on this trunk. You aren't going anywhere until you've washed out your mouth and given me your solemn word that you will stop eating that stinking weed. So, that's my offer. Take it or leave it.
The tubby hare looked aggrieved, but wilted under a determined gaze. He thrust out his lower lip, chunnering.
Chap's got to eat, ain't he? Nothing like some fresh ramsons, you know. Good for the digestion, what?
Ambrovina scowled at him, holding up a massive clenched paw.
Aye, though it's been known to cause sudden unconsciousness if eaten within a certain distance of me.
Diggs blinked owlishly, clambering aboard the willow trunk.
No need to get so blooming cut up about it, miss. One would think that what a chap scoffs or chooses to scoff is his own bally business, what?
With a mighty heave, she lifted the log end clear of the water, causing Diggs to cling on for balance.
Now, are you going to wash out your mouth, or shall I shake this log about a bit and do it for you?
The going was easy, with a smooth, fast-flowing current. Ambrovina straddled the front of their makeshift craft, using a broken-off branch to paddle and steer. Diggs occupied the stern, giving her the benefit of his nautical experiences.
Spent quite a while on a raft, you know. I'm no beginner at this sort of thing. Oh, yes. Luff your tiller! Sink your sail and swoggle your midriff! Oops! Go easy there! You nearly tipped me off into the flipping drink!
Ambrovina kept her face forward, smiling.
Then you should have learned to swoggle your midriff a bit better, huh? There's a side stream coming up, I see.